My name is Nkurikiyumukiza Israel, 29 years old. I live in Kigali. This is where I belong. I have a wife and a baby. My wife called Simna Deja, and my baby is Akeza Kegano Trix. And now I work for international laboratory called Lancet Laboratories here in Rwanda. I work there as a courier.
When are you born?
In 1989, 2nd August, in Kigali.
What was your background?
I studied primary here in Kigali. After, I went to secondary school, but I didn't finish. After Orevo, because of life here, I started to find what I can do for a living. Then I got a driving license. I started driving. After, I think in 2015, I start my job at Lancet. Then, after 1 year, I went back to school where I get my high school degree. Now, after 2 years, I go. But now I'm preparing myself. I will be in university very soon.
What do you want to study?
Economics and business development.
What are the cultural references that match your childhood, like artists, film, music?
There is some movies called, Arnold Schwarzenegger, John Rambo. I remember some cartoons, but I don't know if I can remember the names. Because we have how we call we called that cartoons our names. What I remember is we called Kirikou and Barberouge.
Barberouge.
Even Tom and Jerry.
Who are the heroes of your generation?
Soccer player called Zinedine Zidane. He was a good player. My brothers, anywhere I go, any news I read, it's Zinedine Zidane. And he was a nice player I watched. Yeah, that's why I liked him. I used to play as a profession, but I didn't get where I prayed when I was in school. But after, the time was a problem. Then now I play as for fun.
Mm-hmm. What were your dreams when you were a kid?
To play in Premier League. And to play for my nation team, take my team to World Cup, even to win the World Cup.
And your fear when you were a kid?
What I feared when I was a kid, even now, it's a ghost and a snake.
Oh yeah? Do you see a lot of snakes here?
We used to saw many snakes, big and small, but now you see everywhere is houses. On last Saturday of the month, we have something called Muganda. So on that Muganda, we remove the brush. They create where the water will fall. It's not easy to get snake nowadays.
And ghosts?
Ghosts, I didn't see ghosts. It's just hearing some people say. But now I start thinking even there is no ghost.
What is your definition of being an adult?
To be who I am, to find solution of my problem for myself, to realize that what I dreamed, I have to choose. Which is possible, I'm going to make it. Which is not possible, I leave it. And to start to dream another dream for my future, for my family and for my country.
Do you consider yourself as an adult?
Of course, yes. Since I was 15, it's where I start to depend on me.
How do you feel about being 30 soon?
I was waiting for my 30 years. I thought I would be a big man, a rich man. But now it's coming very soon. I'm waiting for it. But even I will be happy because there is some goals I achieved.
Will you celebrate your 30?
Yeah, I think I will celebrate. Mm-hmm. I'll make a party enjoy with my family and my friends.
Do you have your parents or adoptive parents?
Yeah, I have my parents, okay. Yeah, my father and my mother.
Do they take you seriously? Do they see you as an adult or still like their baby?
The parents always, they see his kids as kids always. When I go there to look for them, they need to know how is life, what happened in life with you, feed me. They can do everything for me if they are able.
Do you know what they did when they were 30?
I don't know.
How do you see the future of the world?
It seems like it's very dangerous. Because of what I see now, according to you, for example, about drugs, how the world is to be if now it's like this. Because the young people, they are dying most than old people. How it will be in 20 years, 30 years, there will be no people you can depend on. Another part is about technology. Technology is developing very much. It will be better for us, but somehow dangerous.
And how do you see your future?
My future is very good, very nice, because I started preparing my future. Now I'm still on my way. Yeah, my future will be good, but I don't see my future here in Rwanda or in Africa. I see my future in USA or Canada, because there are many opportunities. Here we work hard, but we get nothing. When you have good job, you can get something to eat with your family, land, anything, but to get something on your account for savings is not easy.
How do you see the future of your kid?
Now I work, everything I do it for her. I need her to make everything I didn't do. Her future, I think, is very good.
Do you want other kids?
I want other kids. If it's God's plan, I need a boy, but not now. That's what make me work hard to prepare for her and for another kid.
Why did you want a kid and another one?
First of all, I like kids. I used to see my nephews and ask myself why don't I? This love, I love others' kid. Why not? I can find my kids and give them that love. I supposed to have family. Yeah, that's why I get married with my wife. Then next we find the kids to make a family. Yeah, it's very nice. It's what I can wish for anyone. Yeah, it's very nice to have where you stay. You live with your family, with your wife and kids. To have someone depends on you. For example, when I came home later, I found my kids sleeping. When she wakes up, she have to check if daddy is around. Yeah, it's a nice feeling. It's very good.
Do you have a religion or a spiritual approach?
I'm Christian. When I was little, I found my parents as Christian. They took us to the church. Even my dad is a pastor. And my mom, she likes to play much. She used to tell us what's happened in our life.
What is your vision of love and marriage?
To be loved, to get someone which will share the situation, when I'm happy, when I'm sad, to find someone who will be half me. I can tell my secret, can tell everything happen.
Do your parents know about your love life? Are they putting pressure on you about having a kid, being married?
No, they didn't, because they saw me as a kid, as someone who is not able to do things because of background. Even One day I told them I'm going to make it. They didn't understand what, even they refused. I think it was like a fighting or war, but after they helped me, yeah, we are okay now.
Do you think our generation is immature?
Our generation is very mature. Everyone who born in 1989, I didn't see anyone who failed. I think we are the one who is going to change the world.
What is the greatest strength of our generation?
Here in Africa, especially in Rwanda, is where we starting getting something like evolution. Yeah, we born on the time. Because it was where technology start working good, is where the hospitality start coming. Even when I read the books, somehow I found there were many good things happen on that our generation.
If you could imagine the superhero of our generation, how it would be?
Is someone who can work hard, help people. I consider my president, Paul Kagame, as a superhero. Yeah, my imagination is like him.
What is your philosophy of life?
I need to see when the people live in peace, everyone respect each other, is what I try to do. I try to create it or to do it, but it's not easy. But it's my philosophy is I need to live in peace.